The market still searching for direction here. We rallied earlier. Now we're mixed. Big drop here for the Dow, off more than 300 on the final trading day of the quarter and the month. The S&P 500 down 21. The NASDAQ, though, pulling out a gain here of about 31 points. But Jared Blickery is here to talk us through more of the market action. I know you've got the latest on Bed Bath & Beyond, which is having a horrible day after that really bad earnings report. But overall, we know September is a bad month for the markets. What are those numbers looking like?
You used the exact word that Vital Knowledge used, and that is horrible. It was a really bad report. They're having trouble with foot traffic, and not to mention the supply chain issues. But let's go in and see what the analysts are talking about. We'll start with Vital Knowledge. Here's a quote. Obviously, this is a horrible report, report or guide, and there really isn't much redeeming to highlight. And they're noting weaker than expected revenue and gross margins, while earnings were a huge miss. And let's take a look at the chart on the Wi-Fi Interactive. We have this heat map up here, Bed Bath & Beyond in the lower left. That is down the most, 22%. And you take a look at the year-to-date price action. Let's not forget, this was a meme stock, has been a meme stock at various times in January, early February, in June as well. But we are now back into negative territory for the year after being up multiple hundreds of percent. So kind of a reversal there. Also have some commentary from KeyBank. They're saying the results were weak, quote, with sales margins and EPS all below consensus and the company lowering its 2021 guidance. KeyBank recommends it with an underweight price target of 22. They can see that's still above the current price of 17.39. Finally, we have B. Riley Securities. They like it. They rate it with a buy with a price target of 44. They're saying the results showed slower traffic amid the spreading Delta variant, while margins were impacted by increased supply chain costs. So there you have it. Not the best month for Bed Bath & Beyond. September doesn't help, but they got their own, I think, suite of idiosyncratic problems.
All right. I want to look at Lordstown, because I know the company is nearing a deal to sell its Ohio plant to Taiwan's Foxconn. What's that doing to the stock?
Well, I tell you what, let's take a look at the heat map here, and we can see Lordstown Motor up 8.9%. Nice cash infusion, but look at the year to date, down 60%, off a lot more from this peak that we saw in the EV push in early February. So let's take a look at what's going on here. Now, this is a plant that they had bought from General Motors dating back to 1966. That was when the plant was first built. And we know that Lordstown Motors has been in a cash crunch. So they're trying to raise money. And Brian Sozzi had an interesting comment or analogy on the morning show. He said it's kind of like Eddie Lampert and Sears, how he was just auctioning off all the real estate that Sears held in order to pay its bills. A couple more points here. This is something that Lordstown Motors hopes to share the facility with Foxconn. Foxconn is pushing into EV. You might know Foxconn as the world's biggest Apple iPhone manufacturer, at least assembler. And so Lordstown thinks that they have some potential synergies with Foxconn as they enter this EV space. I just wrap this up by saying September, not the worst month for EV. We can see some nice gains here. Lucid Motors up 28.5%. Lordstown Motors up 22%. Even Ford, the traditional automakers, that's up 9%, GM 8%, Tesla 7%. So a lot of the weakness that we see in some of these other names, those are some of the Chinese things like XPeng Auto, Li Auto, and some of the others like NIO as well, Alexis.